Mr. Meander stressed the importance of giving opportunities to different people to ensure balanced representation. He warned that if the adoption process is not handled properly, it risks causing confusion within the party and the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, where officials may fail to make decisions for fear of being reprimanded. He urged the UPND not to impose leaders on the people, emphasizing the need to respect the choices of citizens as they are the ones who understand and experience the impact of leadership decisions. The Medicine Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called on government, through the Ministry of Health, to commence and intensify public sensitization on hantavirus, focusing on how the virus is spread and measures that can be taken to prevent infections. MedRap Secretary General David Banda says increased awareness campaigns will help members of the public understand the dangers of the virus and how best it can be contained, similar to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Banda said Zambia should prepare itself for the virus, especially that it is spreading rapidly in some countries. Looking at the spread in some countries, there is nothing much different from the COVID the country had and experienced, said Mr. Banda. He said that the country is still lagging behind in addressing the virus, and warned that failure to adequately sensitize communities can have serious consequences. Mr. Banda further noted that in some parts of the country, rats are considered a delicacy, a situation he said raises concern because rodents are linked to the spread of hantavirus. He has since urged the public to begin clearing rats from their surroundings as part of efforts to reduce the risk of transmission. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba says the amendment of the proposed public gatherings bill that requires a gathering notice by the police from number 3 to 7 does not improve the legislation, arguing that it remains a threat to democracy and citizens' freedoms. Recently, former Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo announced that lawmakers had amended the threshold in the bill from 3 to 7 people following public concern over the proposed legislation. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sinkamba alleged that the proposed law was designed to suppress citizens and manipulate the electoral environment ahead of the general elections. Mr. Sinkamba claimed that the bill could be used to limit the number of people gathering to defend and protect their votes during elections. The UPND government is doing this to ensure that no one goes to polling stations to protect their votes, under the pretext that they are breaching the public gathering bill, said Mr. Sinkamba. He argued that the proposed legislation does not serve the interests of the Zambian people, but instead undermines democratic freedoms by intimidating citizens and restricting their rights to assemble freely.
It is a bill that was enacted specifically to rig the election. What they want to suppress is the people defending their votes, you know, protecting their votes. So they don't want any groups of people that will go to the polling station to protect their votes. They want to be arresting them on the pretext that they are breaching the public gathering bill.
Mines expert Edward Simkonda has backed the suggestion for Zambia to own at least 60% of the mines in the country. This follows a statement from economist Trevor Hambai that Zambia should own at least 60% mines and find a link to China to benefit from their zero tariff policy. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Simkonda stressed that Zambia should place value in empowering small-scale and artisanal miners to allow them to access loans and produce enough copper for the country. Mr. Simkonda, however, bemoaned that it is unfortunate that Zambia is a minority shareholder in the mines built and set up in the country, allowing foreigners to benefit more. Government should engage banks to allow small-scale and artisanal miners to be empowered, as it will benefit the nation, said Mr. Simkonda. He stated that now is the time for the country to develop indigenous mines that will ensure that Zambians benefit and yield tangible returns.
Currently, we might be ranked number 4, number 5, whatever it is in Africa, but we're not the actual producers. It's not the Zambians that are actually producing the copper that's being produced. It's being produced by foreign nationals. Lumwana does not belong to Zambia. We're just shareholders. Mopani does not belong to Zambia. We're just shareholders. Kesim does not belong to Zambia. We're just shareholders. And we're the minority shareholders for that matter. So the people benefiting from the copper that's being produced in these mines, is going to those foreign conglomerates that have invested in the country.
In African news, Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has confirmed the killing of a senior Islamic State IS leader in a joint operation with the U.S. The operation was first announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, who described Abu Bilal al-Minuki as the second in command of ISIS globally and the most active terrorist in the world. Al-Minuki was declared a specially designated global terrorist by Washington in 2023. The killing marks another significant setback for Islamic State group IS following the killing of its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in 2019. Coming up shortly, Lebanon says 6 killed in Israeli strike as U.S. announces ceasefire extension. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. An Israeli airstrike on a town in southern Lebanon has killed 6 people, including 3 paramedics, according to Lebanon's health ministry. It comes as the U.S. said the 2 countries had agreed to a 45-day ceasefire. The health ministry said a 4th paramedic had sustained critical injuries after a civil defense center was attacked in the town of Haruf. The BBC has contacted the Israeli military for comment. On Friday, the U.S. State Department announced Israel and Lebanon had agreed to extend their shaky ceasefire after 2 days of negotiations in Washington, D.C. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has questioned why the United Party for National Development, UPND, conducted primary elections if they knew the results would not be the determining factor for adoption. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba says the amendment of the proposed public gatherings bill that requires a gathering notice by the police from the number 3 to 7 does not improve the legislation, arguing that it remains a threat to democracy and citizens' freedoms. And Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has confirmed the killing of a senior Islamic State IS leader in a joint operation with the U.S. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. With the handle RCB News, my name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
If now we be, my past has kept me where I am. Now we return to give me direction to move on. Shine your light upon me. I know the time has come for me. Give me the strength from here.